All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I'm back, friends. President Trump was asked about this, and he talked about it on social media, floating the idea of a stimulus check for taxpaying Americans from the money that has been saved, that Elon Musk is saving all of us. As you know, Elon Musk, after Trump became president, he then made Elon's son, X, the president. Trump is now in charge of, pardon me, hang on. Darla, no, don't do that. Don't. The little guy, X, is now in charge. That is Elon's son. And you remember that video that we talked about where they were having the press conference and Trump's just sitting there quietly and Elon is standing above him wearing like sweats and a baseball hat. And the little kid's telling Trump to shut up. It's a fantastic moment. Incredible. So that little fucker's in charge now. And Elon with, you know, he's wiped out everything. The Department of Education is going. The cancer research is out the door. And thank God, frankly. You know, I mean, it's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in the world that we even have cancer research. Why in the world should we even have cancer research? We have been researching cancer for decades, and it is deadlier than ever now. It keeps getting more deadly, cancer. In fact, the White House has invested in research to research the cancer research. So they have determined, the White House research to research cancer research has determined that the research has actually made cancer more deadly since they started researching it. Like the second you start wearing pink shit in October for breast cancer awareness, just tits start falling off. It's the dumbest thing ever. It's ridiculous. So Elon goes ahead and he wipes out all the cancer research. Now, I don't believe any of this, but that's what's being said. So all of that cancer research costs money. And then the national parks now, there's no rangers anymore. They wiped out all of them, and you can just come and go as you please. You can, you know, there's like pristine areas where they don't want you walking, like over at by Old Faithful, you know, that geyser. You're not supposed to walk. You can just pitch a tent now. Nobody even gives a shit. Do whatever you want. There are no park employees anymore. Yeah, you could just build a house literally next to the geyser. That is a legit thing. There are contractors right now who have started to stake out pieces of land because the parks are now gone. So in just a month and a half, Musk has saved the American people $55 billion. Now, I was looking at this article about this. And at least I thought it was. That one statistic was there was $8 million mistake that was made. And no one even noticed it. So $8 million flying out the window, and nobody could figure out what we were doing. It was just being spent on something. We don't even know what. So after all the work, they've determined that $55 billion has been saved since all the, and then all the people getting fired. Remember I told you about the guy yesterday whose wife is a scientist. Her job is to keep the Asian carp out. That's gone. Everybody's fired. Trump is floating the idea of that $55 billion, 20% of it to be used for debt, and 20% of that $55 billion to be given back to the American people. There are 153 million citizens who pay taxes in the United States right now. Out of all the people that are here in the U.S., you've got young people, and then you've got tax-paying age, and then you have the millions of immigrants who don't pay taxes, and that's totally fine. I love that. I don't want them to leave, but Trump has been getting them out of here. That's a horrible thing because now everything, all the costs of everything is going to go up because the farmers don't have any fucking employees. It's going to completely fuck everything up. But Trump has a plan. You take that $11 billion, and I got to turn my phone sideways just to be able to do this number. It's a lot of zeros. So that's 11 million. That's $11 billion. So that's 11 with nine zeros. Tofus is going to get banned because he went ahead on my fucking math problem. Tofus says that's $100 a person. No, you're way off. It's $71.89. Holy shit. Unfortunately, Tofus, I have to keep it real. You know what? I don't want to mess around with it. I'm having too much fun doing this discussion. Chris says 36 plus 12 zeros is how much we're in debt. Keep cutting, he says. Well, I don't care about the country's debt. I only care about my debt. So I don't give a shit how many zeros are there. 36 plus 12 zeros. I think that's $1 trillion, $36 trillion. So if he puts $11 billion towards the debt, that is an absolute drop in the bucket. I don't know if people realize how big that is. Tofus says, thank God we fired all those people. By the way, there's been a little bit of talk about the airline industry, because yesterday there was another two planes collided in Arizona. And I'm pointing this out because there's been a lot of talk about, well, okay, this is Trump. He did it. What do you mean? Well, he fired all the federal employees, so now all the planes are running into each other. And so I floated on the Patreon yesterday. I go, is this right, or are they just reporting on more of these for a reason that is not clear to us? And so Jeremy went ahead and he researched it while we were talking about it. And 1 year ago, from January 1 to February 19, there were like, the number was like 130 airline incidents in that period of time. Fast forward 1 year, like to right now, and it's like 85. So I think that the press is like trying to paint a picture that isn't really reality about what's going on with planes crashing into each other. Now, yes, we got the one that fucking flipped over on its roof there, and they were hanging upside down like bats. It was an outstanding bit of documenting. Thank God nobody died. And then you had the Black Hawk helicopter hitting the airliner, which Trump blamed on special needs patients and children that were in the air traffic control tower. He actually said DEI hired special needs children to be the air traffic controllers, and we have to stop that going forward. David says, EZ, did you see that the people on the upside down plane in Toronto were given $30,000 each? They were? Why would they do that? Upside down plane, Toronto, $30,000. Yeah, I think you're right. According to Reuters, I think that's pretty reputable, isn't it? Delta CEO says pilots on the Toronto plane that crashed were experienced. Well, thank God. I would hate it if he started out with, yeah, these guys were newbies. They had never done this before in their lives. So that's kind of ridiculous. And then as you scroll down here, it says Delta is offering $30,000 goodwill payments to all passengers. Is that a regular thing? 20 of 21 passengers have been released from the hospitals. Does that happen all the time when there's a plane crash? Well, I guess in most plane crashes, like, everybody dies. If I am on that plane, and I don't care if I'm hurt or not, as long as it's not, like, impacting me for the rest of my life, that's a fantastic gesture. $30,000? Yoda World says, is that $30,000 in travel vouchers or actual cash? Because I would never step foot on a Delta plane, free trip or not. I would. Tyler says, I wonder how much money the people aboard Sully's plane made then. That's a great question. Can you look that up for me and tell me if anyone on Sully Sullenberger's plane, the one that landed in the Hudson, if those folks got any money? That was still such a spectacular thing. If you have not seen that movie with Tom Hanks called Sully, oh, the scene when they take off, when they're in the courtroom and describing, all right, we've had enough playing games. Let's talk about what really happened. Dude, I mean, just riveting. And this actually happened. To be in that cockpit with that brilliant pilot. Because when he was over the Hudson, Sully, you know, he has no power. So he's done whatever he can so that the plane is as slowly as possible, losing speed and altitude, gliding. If he gets too slow, it's just going to go nosedive. So, you know, the whole concept of, all right, I got to bring this down at the right angle and just skim the top of that water and just lay it down so gently. Incredible. And the fact that we have it on video, there's actually video from the Port Authority. You see him come in, all right, here I go, wham! And then all the fairies, let's go get him! Tyler says, my quick search shows that they received a refund for their ticket and a check for $5,000. Yeah, that's good. I like that. You know, I think that That's appropriate. For the one in Toronto that flipped over and caught on fire and was all fucked up and people got hurt and, you know. Yeah, I think 30,000 is about right. But I wonder if people are going to sue now. You know, and if you're on Sully's plane too, you can write a book now. You gotta, you can do a public speaking tour. Let's say you're a passenger in a row 5, seat A. You can be booked for the rest of your life. You know, at $5,000 a pop. You're speaking for the flooring industry at the Topeka Expo Center. We have passenger 5A, and at some point he has to, yeah, I was passenger 5A, and I knew how to fight for survival, and that's what you got to do when you're selling flooring. Yeah, and he talks for 15 minutes. Everybody claps, standing ovation, signs autographs, takes pictures, got a stupid book that somebody wrote for him. He does that for the rest of his life. That's outstanding. If I want to be on that plane, I want that story to happen to me. It's a golden ticket. All right. Comment. Wolverine Bronco says, I am willing to bet if they accept the $30,000, they sign something that says they won't sue. Probably. And they should, because if they don't accept that, you have to remember Trump's in the White House now. So if you try to do your fucking lawsuit because the plane, a mishap happened, you know, the judge is going to say, fuck you and get out of here. Sorry you didn't get your $30,000. Should have taken it when you had a chance, dickhead. Donut Dan says, we know you have a choice when choosing your airline, and we thank you for choosing Delta, but no money for you bitches. All right. Thank you to Frank Fuss. Buyinsurancehere.com. That's where you go if you need help navigating healthcare.com. I'm sorry, healthcare.gov or Obamacare. If you are without healthcare, it might be because your boss does not offer it, or you are in between jobs, or perhaps you are self-employed. So you have to get a policy through the marketplace. Now, the best part about the marketplace is there are literally hundreds of different policies you can choose from. You get to pick the one that suits your needs. Now, if you or I did this, we'd have to look at them all. We'd have to make sure they're going to work with my doctor. There's all sorts of shit you have to do. And it takes a lot of time, and there's a decent chance you can screw it up. Frank, however, can have you avoid all of that in a 10-minute phone call. This starts at buyinsurancehere.com. Fill out that form there. He has your data then. Well, not your data, but he has your information and your phone number, and he's going to reach out to you. You're going to book a time. It's going to be either face-to-face, over the phone, maybe a Zoom meeting, coffee shop, his office, your house, whatever. And then he's going to get you into your insurance plan based on your needs. For some of you, it might be a family plan. It might be just you. But this is so much better than, honestly, you're in a great spot compared to a guy who has to get his insurance from his employer, who the employer is like, God damn it, I don't want to pay these people insurance. I'm going to get the shittiest shit ever for them to have. You know, you have choices, more choices when it comes to getting your insurance policy through healthcare.gov. Now, if you work for a guy that does offer you insurance, you cannot take advantage of healthcare.gov. However, your spouse could and your kids could. That's a loophole that was added a few years ago. You can use your employer's insurance, and the rest of the family can get their insurance through healthcare.gov. Policies are, the premiums are paid for by the U.S., giving you a, I guess, fronting you your tax deductible. They give you a massive tax credit to pay for it. And as long as you don't pass the threshold and you're getting money back on your return, you're good to go. So there you go. That's how you take care of it. Frank Fuss will help you at buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. He can also help you with Medicare, Social Security planning, and life insurance. There was just another super dumb conversation on our pals Free Beer and Hot Wings yesterday with these stupid, stupid people. It is, they somehow stumbled upon talking insurance with the young guy, Tommy, who doesn't know shit about anything, and because he has to get insurance. So then they, like, start telling him all the quote-unquote bad things about insurance, and then people are emailing in saying, I had a bad experience with insurance, and I had to pay, and all this nonsense. And, yeah, of course, there are going to be people that get fucked by scenarios in life that take place, but essentially, insurance is there to keep you safe in case you, you know, get cancer, get in a car wreck, have a baby. But Kelly, who's really, I'm starting to turn on her because of the remarkable level of stupidity and the ridiculous things that come out of her mouth, which she comes off as like not kidding. And I think she might actually be super dumb. And never more evident than when she's discussing insurance. Because she's like, I think I'm just going to cancel my insurance. I think I'm better off without insurance. That's what I should do, and just save my money and spend it on pot. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, please do. Please do. And then we're going to see a Kelly GoFundMe. Give me $50. I'll blow you. Oh, my God. I got to pay for my car accident injuries. Oh, my God. Idiot. Tyler says that Dumlin is rubbing off on her. David says she's a stupid hilljack. All right. Seems to be some type of war brewing between Tophus and Bob. Tophus is like super liberal. He's a Dem. And Bob is MAGA. So these two queers are getting in a fight right now over God knows what. No thanks. Tyler says she's probably just mad because insurance won't cover her speech therapy to correct her crispy R's. Tova says, I am not a liberal. I don't like either side, but one side is way worse than the other. Well, so what are you then? Are you nothing? Are you just Tophus? Because that's what I am. I'm just easy. All I am is right about everything. Okay. Where was I? I was talking about insurance. That is now done. If you want to get your taxes done right, you've got today's February 20. You've got till April 15. Plenty of time. Go to tagcpa.net. That is tagcpa.net. You can also call 616-301-9516. 616-301-9516. Troy over there will help you out, or you can email Troy at tagcpa.net. He can do your taxes from anywhere in the United States. He is the tax preparing professional for this show. This is a stressful time. He can do it all for you. You upload all your documentation to the online portal, and away you go. Excuse me. Aram says to our pal Tophus, is Tophus your first name? Tophus says, no, Mr. is my first name. I do know Tophus' first name. I don't know why he calls himself Mr. Tophus Barrel Ass. I'm not sure what that means. Tyler says, I've got a bone to pick with Troy's secretary today or whoever answers the phone. Do tell. Do tell. I'll text him right now and tell him that you got a bone to pick with him. Say it right here and I'll take care of it. I am a safety net. If there is ever an issue with a sponsor where like you're trying to reach them or set something up and shit falls apart, you tell me and I will bust balls. That's what I do to Frank Fuss. When that fucker comes, hey, man, I haven't heard from anybody from your show in a while. And then I get like three emails saying, yeah, I reached out to him to get his services and he never reached out back to me. I'm like, dickhead, what are you doing? I'm delivering these people to you on a silver platter and then you're turning around and bitching that nobody's reaching out to you. What the fuck? Tyler says, I was supposed to have my taxes done last Friday. Called and asked about how to submit my documents on the portal. She mailed me a link to submit the documents. And I think she canceled my appointment for Friday because I never heard from Troy. So wait a minute. I don't know how you have a bone to pick. It sounds like there was a lack of communication between the two of you. I think this is more your fault. He says, I haven't had a chance to call, but I was planning on it today. Yeah, this is on you. All right. Anyway, thank you to Troy. He's awesome. You remember the guy who drove across to Bensalem, Pennsylvania, whose ex-girlfriend had like a, the ex-girlfriend was talking to a guy online and he was in Pennsylvania and the guy around here where I live drove all the way to Pennsylvania and burnt the 21-year-old dude's house down. And then he drove back here and his license plate was seen on all the cameras. I mean, it's an open and shut case. They went to his house immediately and arrested the guy. I have an update. Dan writes, not sure if you have already talked about it, and I don't want to be that guy, but how about the hockey showdown tonight? Thank you for bringing that up. That is tonight. Thank you. Canada and the U.S. It'll be good. No, I hadn't talked about it. This is the update about this idiot.
New details about a 21-year-old Rockford man who's accused of setting fire to the home of his ex-girlfriend's new online love interest. News 8's Megan Bunchman joining us now with more on this. Megan.
Sue, 21-year-old Harrison Jones is in the Kent County Jail tonight, but he's awaiting extradition to Bensalem, Pennsylvania, a place that he told police he's, quote, never been to.
He took real dangerous actions that night that almost killed his entire family.
New details tonight out of Kent County.
Hey, we've got this documentation saying this person is wanted in a different state, and that's when we get involved in court.
After police in Bensalem, Pennsylvania named Harrison Jones of Rockford, Michigan, their main suspect. In six counts of attempted criminal homicide.
And obviously, this was a traumatic case. It was a miracle, to be honest with you, that no one died in there.
Court documents allege that Jones drove nearly 730 miles last week to this home in a Philadelphia suburb, broke in through the back, and set fire to the first floor. They say his motive had to do with some sort of strange love triangle.
The 22-year-old resident in Bensalem was in an online relationship with a female in Michigan who was the ex-girlfriend of Mr. Jones.
Thankfully, according to Bensalem's public safety director, one of the homeowners woke up to the sounds of strange noises in her house.
She got up out of bed to investigate that, thought it was her son going down the steps. Here it was this individual who broke into the house. She didn't know that. The noises continued, so she went downstairs, and by that time, the whole first floor was basically engulfed in flame,
which allowed her time to wake up the other five people still sleeping inside and escape.
They all suffered varying degrees of smoke inhalation. One was seriously injured in critical condition, but he's come through. All have since been released.
Kent County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant at the home connected to Jones's license plate, where they found burn cream, gauze, and a lock picking kit. Jones told police he was, quote, never in Pennsylvania, but Bensalem intersection cameras and plate readers connected his car to the incident.
So it traveled from Michigan, 730 miles to Bensalem, torches a house, travels directly back to Michigan that morning.
News 8 has learned Jones has signed his waiver of extradition and will be back in Pennsylvania within the next week, where he faces 13 felony and 9 misdemeanor counts.
Just got a text from Dan Frazier, and he is the one who has informed me that my mic is off. God damn it!
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate you so very much. Well, I'll pick that story up. There's nothing really to pick up. You had heard it. I was making the comments during it about how difficult it would be to be that guy's lawyer. Tophus says, you've been muted for 3 minutes. Oh, no. So bad. My apologies. This is not the first time that this has happened. The usual comments, LOL and A-plus production. Yes, I deserve this. It always happens when you tell the best jokes. Eh, they weren't so good. Yeah, I had turned it off to like, I don't know, cough or something. And then I thought I turned it back on, and then I did not. That's horrible. What an embarrassment. Well, anyway, I did make one joke that I don't think you had gotten the one about the reporter always sounding like she's going like this. I was pretty proud of that, but it didn't, fuck. Well, anyway, that's a horrible story. That guy's fucking dead. Fuck that guy. He's an asshole. Tophus pointed out that she said escape. She was not good, but I'm not much better, frankly. All right. Moving on. I want to update the story about the woman in Detroit who didn't want to be a mother anymore back in 2020. She's got 4 kids. The one of the kids, she had the father of that child take care of that child, or someone else is taking care of that child. But the 3 other ones, age 15, 13, and 11 or something like that, she couldn't get rid of them. So she said, I do not want to be your mother anymore. So I'm leaving. And if I'm going to pay the rent, and if you need food, let me know, and I will order you DoorDash. And it has been that way from 2020 to this week. And then finally, somebody figured out that there was a problem. This was part of the story which I showed you the interior of the house, which looked a little bit like the interior of my house with the NFK. It appeared that the kid would sit on the toilet and then just wipe his ass with his hand and then put it on the walls like a poo-poo Picasso or a doo-doo Da Vinci. That's what they were dealing with. So now they're getting more about this story, and the details are just horrible. She has now been charged with abandoning the children. Her name is Kelly Marie Bryant. 34-year-old woman, 3 counts of first-degree child abuse after authorities discovered that her 3 kids had been living in absolute squalor. She faces life in prison. I would like to know, what have you been doing during those years? They're looking to terminate the woman's parental rights. She would send rent. She was paying for the kids. She just didn't want anything to do with them. The boy would text her when the food supply was running low. Then she'd order DoorDash or Instacart. During their abandonment, toilet paper, soap, and shampoo were allegedly never sent to the kids. Toward the end, they were sent a loaf of bread to share that was supposed to last them 3 to 4 days. The woman also discussed how the kids were allegedly instructed. Well, I should say prosecutors discussed how the kids were allegedly instructed by Bryant to never answer the door or leave the house. The kids said they were scared to find out how their mother would react if they did. So these are like brainwashed kids who are probably dumb as fuck to begin with. The boy in the group told police he only left the house twice during this time, once to touch the grass and another time to check the mail. Like, he actually went out and said, oh my God, I got to touch the grass. I sometimes feel that way around here with several days of podcasting with my mic off and shit like that. All three children were immediately taken to the hospital. They showed severe signs of neglect. It says they had difficulties flushing the toilet and brushing their teeth because they hadn't done so in years. Huh. Now, I could imagine they would have difficulty brushing their teeth because maybe it hurts. But I don't understand they had difficulty flushing the toilet. Or perhaps their brains are just mush, you know? This is so bad that if Anne Frank were here, she'd say, these kids got it rough. Despite what they experienced, the prosecutor said the children appear to be doing okay. They were placed into the custody of a relative by Child Protective Services. So you got to ask a question. How come no one checks on these kids? What's going on here? How does this even happen? Oh, it says right here. Apparently, mom lied to other family members about who was caring for the kids. It was like a neglect Ponzi scheme. She's telling, you know, these people, yeah, so-and-so's watching them. And then when it comes to those people, he's telling them that those people are watching them. No one was in charge. My God. The sheriff's office had received several bags of clothing for the kids, so now they are pivoting to gather financial support for them. We appreciate the community's response in supporting the three neglected Pontiac kids. We do have all the clothing donations we need. We're shifting our focus to accept donations for educational supplies and to allocate resources for their future well-being. Now, this is the type of thing that if you have a GoFundMe, I mean, that's worth it to generate a ton of money. Like, if you're these three kids, after what you've been through, there should be a GoFundMe that's created, and it's full of like a lifetime of income. And with that income, you can kind of like nurse them back to health, get all the doctor's visits and whatnot taken care of, and oral care and shit like that, and then establish them in an appropriate foster arrangement. And then have trust funds so that these three can go to college. After what they've been through, I would say that's great. I would love to see that. But you know we won't. You know we won't. It'll be like a GoFundMe, and it'll raise like $500 over like 3 years. Meanwhile, guy who finds a purse and, turns it in and does the right thing, they do a GoFundMe for him, and it'll be $50 million in about 4 hours for that type of bullshit. Tofus says they won't be able to function in society with the trauma that they went through. Well, I don't have a crystal ball, and nor do you, so shut up. Next up, after the appropriate medical care, you can't rule anything out. Who was that one chick who was held against her will for years? You hear about this from time to time. It was that blonde chick that was held somewhere in California. They, like, kept her chained to a wall. And then they, like, made her have babies. I forget. Linda would know this. She's probably been watching the documentary and camping out in front of the place where this whole incident happened at one point in time. She ended up working out okay. You know, what about that one chick who, what was her name? Chastity Rose or Scarlett Ray, who had her mom killed. And then by the boyfriend, because the mom was like pulling out her teeth and saying she's fucked up. Gypsy Rose, that's it. She's perfectly normal. Nick says there was those three in Ohio that were in a basement for 12 years. No, I'm talking about that chick. I think it was in Utah. Where she was stolen like from out in front of the house. And then like dad was chasing her down the street. And then they thought dad did it. But dad didn't have anything to do with it. And it was some dude who lived like a hermit. That's it. Elizabeth Smart, you did it. I knew Linda would come up with that. Elizabeth Smart was abducted. Crazy guy takes control of her life. Next thing you know, Linda is out in front of that guy's residence wearing a really ugly floral print, boob-enhancing dress with giant 90s hair, taking a picture. Oh, this is the place where this guy's keeping this woman captive. I love it. It's so great. Oh, my God. Big smiles. J.C. Duggar was in California and had children with her abductor. I didn't know one of the Duggars was abducted. I didn't know that. I thought that the weirdest thing about the Duggars was the guy who, like, finger banged his sisters. Linda says, not the same family. Well, you need to say that. Well, anyway, my point in all of this is that these three kids are fucked up and they need intensive therapy so that they can re-assimilate with society, and they need to never worry about money, because the last thing anybody's going to want to do is, you know, having these, you don't want these three people to venture out and, like, get regular jobs when they're okay, because you never know when they're going to flip out. Like, if you, let's say one of them wanted to be a cop. So one day he might come unglued, and then he's going to raid, like, the weapons stash and load up the cop car and then go to all of the local schools and just lay waste. That could very well happen. And you sure as fuck don't want these psychopaths in the military. The military is supposed to finish with people, and then they're psychopaths. They don't want psychopaths joining. They need to become psychopaths, then leave the military and become criminals or one of the 68 or whatever, or do a bunch of push-ups, or walk with a rucksack to raise money for the local Boys and Girls Club, or be abusive to women. All right? That's the career path for the average military person. You don't want the psychopaths entering the military to pollute all of the hardworking military leaders that are there right now. All right? Well, anyway, so hopefully there will be a GoFundMe to raise for those three kids. I recently heard from my pal. By the way, when Dan Frazier at 11:31 a.m. wrote, "Your mic is off," I had a horrible feeling of desperation when I read that, and I almost had a heart attack. That's a very bad, bad thing. That is horrible. I'm okay now, but at the time, it was just awful. I heard from Travis Gibbs, who is the producer for the WLAV morning show, Michelle and Greg with Travis. I guess he caught a podcast from earlier the week, in the week. God, I can't talk right now either. I'm really coming unglued. I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was the story about the guy who is suing Michigan State University for $50 million because of the school shooting. He was not injured physically. He based it on how as soon as the school shooting happened, Michigan State was the school that if you wanted to do a school shooting, that's the go-to place. Like all the doors are unlocked. And he said as soon as the school shooting happened, they then added technology so that you can only get in with like a key card. And I went on the rant about how, you know, he's right. Michigan State will tell you that they are a school shooter friendly school. And how Berkey Hall had it in their plan to take all of the doors off and to actually encourage school shooters to attend. I had a couple other jokes in the hopper too. He writes, I'm pissing my pants. Take off all the doors at Berkey Hall. School shooter friendly. Good shit. I wrote, I had another joke about a school shooter scholarship program that I forgot about. He says, well, what is it? And I said, well, that's the joke, that they've got a scholarship for school shooters. What do you mean, what is it? I just said it. Michigan State students wear free Larry Nassar shirts regularly on campus. It is a utopia of doing everything wrong all the time. Thank you, Travis. I appreciate your feedback about that bit. I never know how this shit lands. I do know that one way that it will always land poorly is if the microphone is off. Guaranteed, 100% of the jokes will not land. Ladies and gentlemen, I am looking at the last 10 comments on the chat. 7 of the 10 are by our pal Tophus, who I think snorted cocaine before the show started. There's a fine line between contributing at a constructive pace or full-on retard. I'm watching it unfold. Guaranteed, a way to get me to not read any comments is to rattle off 7 in a row. My God, shut the fuck up. Let's see here. I don't want that. Neighbors told authorities, this is about the lady who abducted her kids, or not abducted her kids, but neglected her kids.
A woman is charged with first-degree child abuse in the case of those.
Oops. Okay, let's get to that. Sorry.
3 children who were found to be severely neglected for years in Pontiac. They were living inside this home among piles of garbage and human waste.
Look at that.
Investigators say their mother.
That is a poo-poo Picasso. I mean, I could understand all of the squalor and how you don't know what you're doing. I don't understand the squalor. How can you get shit on your hands? How can you have that much of a problem? I mean, unless you become like an animal and you're communicating like a caveman or something, why would there be shit on the walls?
Had cut them off from the outside world, essentially. Will Jones is following this case tonight. He's live in Pontiac with the very latest. Will.
tight. It is.
And can you imagine who owns that residence? I mean, you pretty much just have to gut it all the way down to the studs to start over.
A sad story. Police say those kids lived at that house here in Pontiac for years all by themselves. Police say their mother, Kelly Bryan, left them there. Her son only left the house twice.
I can imagine the next person who moves in when they're, you know, discussing the rent cost. If you could recognize that it's 660, you could easily talk them down from your rent. You know, I mean, if it's like $700 a month to live there, it's probably a lot more than that. You could probably get it down to dirt cheap based on the fact that all the shit that went on here.
In the last several years to check the mailbox, the girls never left the home. Investigators say the mother told the kids not to leave the house.
It's all girls. Stands out I thought there was a boy there.
Me is no love. There was nobody there to care for them for between 3 and 4 years. No parent. Nobody physically present to let them know that they were safe and they were loved.
Their years-long nightmare at this home in Pontiac ended last week.
I think one of you said, it might have been Tophus in one of his 8 million chats, that he would have loved this when he was a kid.
Valentine's Day, while conducting a welfare check for missed rent payments, police discovered a 15-year-old boy and his two sisters, ages 12 and 13, living in filth with no parental supervision.
The children were afraid to come out of their hiding places and to speak with the police. Police had to repeat...
Okay. So I think part of that is afraid to come out of the hiding places. That could be a little one of those culture things. And this has been, you know, a very commonly known thing that African-Americans are taught. Don't talk to cops. And that's unfortunate because, you know, you can get the help that you need when you need it. Don't talk to cops. So these kids, in fact, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a dry erase board on that earlier clip of the Poo Poo Picassos. And it said, one, wipe shit on walls. Two, call me if you need food. Three, don't talk to cops. Four, white people are the devil.
Repeatedly advised the children that they were there to help and they were safe. The children's bodies and clothing were covered in feces, and the girls had difficulty physically walking outside of the residence.
Okay. We have to deal with the feces thing all the time here.
County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says Kelly Bryan moved out of the home several years ago, leaving the kids to basically fend for themselves, only having food dropped off occasionally.
The defendant took the active steps of lying and concealing to make sure the children went undiscovered, and she took these actions knowing that her children would suffer serious physical and emotional harm as a result.
The children shared with investigators about...
Not a bad-looking place, though. I mean, if you're going to be dropped off or kept in... Whatever. That's a hell of a place to do it, you know? For a lot of people in Pontiac, that's a mansion right there. So, you know, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater on this deal. At least it was a reasonably good-looking place. I dare I say a fine-looking place. That they were neglected in. As far as neglect stories go, this one is great. You know, it's better than living under a fucking bridge.
What they experienced and why they did not seek out help.
All three children expressed fear about what their mother's response would be if they left the home.
The three kids are staying with family right now. Bryan does have another child who lives with their father. Bryan is scheduled to be in court tomorrow for an arraignment, so we are likely to learn more details then. So many questions remain about this case. We are live in Pontiac.
All right, thank you, Will. Wow, what a catastrophe. Jesus Christ. Piano Finger Banger says, my God! They must have had to shower in OxyClean. It's in the paws. Let's see. Yoda World says, I was helping my parents clean churches at night for like $20 as a kid. He also says that house is going to need to come down. Tofus says one boy, two girls. Branjo 45 says shout out from Southeast Tennessee. We do Oxy now. After Tofus said, I don't do meth. I'm not a hilljack that lives in some backward town down south. Yeah, come on now. Cole says she has another kid living with the father and she doesn't know who the father of the three kids is. Did it say that? J Podcast Official is here and says, hello, sir. Well, where have you been? We have been here for an hour and 54 minutes and 37 seconds, and you have not been here. What the hell are you doing? All right, I want you to be thinking about the asshole of the day today. I'm going to take a nomination for fucking up that microphone earlier. So embarrassing. God, that's a bad, bad feeling. Bill Burr was your asshole of the day yesterday. I'm going to give, I think we can give an asshole of the day nomination. To off-ice officials. David throws out Tofus. That's not going to be Tofus. Come on now, people. Linda says, was that mother already asshole of the day? I think so, but that doesn't mean she can't be the asshole of the day again. I mean, this is quite a story. Before we wrap up, though, ladies and gentlemen, and again, I'll be doing the Patreon bonus podcast a little later on, and it is a Big Fraud Thursday with your pal Ben Glaze and EZ. As always, when it comes to getting a mortgage, buy now, refinance later. That is the kind of what we're dealing with because the rates are still kind of stuck high. So buy the house now and then eventually you will refi and make your payment a lot cheaper with a lower interest rate. But the people that I want you to call is the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. They've been with me for years and I've been singing their praises. I got a refi from them, converted my 30-year fixed to a 15-year fixed just before the rates started to go up. It's the best thing I ever did. Jackie and Justin, they got their mortgage through the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, and you can too. From anywhere in the U.S., reach out at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Special attention paid to those folks who are signing on the dotted line for the first time. First-time home buyers, because you got so many questions, you don't know what the fuck's going on. Mario will help you out. 231-332-6505. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Book your paintball adventure today at tcpaintballgr.com. Can't tell you how bad I feel about that mic being off. It's going to bug me the whole damn day. And thank you, Dan, for revealing to me what happened there. When you're a one-man show, sometimes that happens. Tofus says, go for the paintball, stay for the dog meat. Kelly Marie Bryant is the asshole today. It's that crazy bitch that neglected her kids. That is just fucking awful. That is my time. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you, and I will talk to you a little later on Patreon. Otherwise, I'll talk to you on the free podcast tomorrow. Either way, till then, I'll talk to you later. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.